China, the nation of, we're going to talk about China a little bit because, you know, there's this picture of what the Bigelow aerospace people are doing on the front of Coast to Coast AM, and it's suggesting here that you fear or have concerns that China may use what Bigelow's developed for military purposes.
Well, you know, the I think the real point of the article that I wrote on this was that the personnel that the Bigelow officials were talking to from a company called Great Wall Industries has been previously sanctioned for passing ballistic missile technology. Great Wall Industries is a division of China Army, Inc. To be frank, it is owned and operated completely by the Chinese military. In fact, that was one of those little pictures that we have up on the webpage, was a DIA document that I obtained by the Freedom of Information Act. It was pretty badly tore up, so I recreated it in a GIF format, which essentially is a chart showing the direct connections between companies and the Central Communist Party Committee, as well as the CMC, which is the Central Military Command. And Great Wall Industries is very well known as a provider of space military assets, space-based equipment, rocket systems, ballistic missile systems. They are a prime contractor in their...
Wouldn't surprise me a bit.
Generally, most of the Great Wall Industries people are Chinese Army officers. In fact, one of the things I left out of the article was Lieutenant Colonel Liu Chaoying, who managed to get in to see Bill Clinton through Johnny Chung, was formerly a Great Wall director. And she, of course, also made it into Senator Kerry's office, working for China Aerospace, which is one of the parent companies of Great Wall Industries.
Not a bit of this should be a surprise to anybody. I mean, China is a communist country, a hardcore communist country with just very small sort of, pretended democracies surrounding some areas that are free trade-ish kind of, but nobody should be fooled. These are communists, of course. So everything, the industry there and all the rest of it, subject to government whim, right?
Well, in this case, we're going a little bit further. I can make a direct, you can distinguish between industries run by the CCP, which is the Central Communist Party,
yeah,
as compared to the CMC, which is the Central Military Command. And in essence, we're talking about companies that profits are directly plowed back into the Army, used for military assets to purchase new technology, weapon systems, also to line the Swiss bank accounts of Chinese generals.
Yeah, I'm sure all of that's right. I don't care, even if any company in China, any company in China is subject to the whim, ultimately, of the government. I mean, if they want a piece of it or whatever, they're going to get it.
Well, once again, what I'm trying to distinguish here is, there are corporations that do operate at the whim of the government, but their profits are not plowed into military assets or to purchase military equipment to basically buy missiles pointed at you and me. I can make a distinguishing difference between those two. You know, there are one of the biggest problems, and again, this is outlined by many of the documents that I've obtained via the Freedom of Information Act, was showing we have a great deal of difficulty negotiating arms deals, especially arms limitations and trade deals with the Chinese, because the Chinese generals who run the corporations that produce these arms are also the ministers in the government that negotiate limitations on those arms. So you know, you don't have a conflict of interest law here. You can be a Chinese general, you can be the CEO of a company, and you can be a minister in their government all at the same time.
Yeah. Well, so anyway, again, you know, if it's critical to the Chinese national military effort, the Chinese government is going to be able to tap anybody in China on the shoulder and say, gimme. It comes down to that, right?
Yeah, even if you're producing things like toys or brake parts for cars or...
Yes, whatever. So anyway, with regard to the Bigelow thing, there, you know, that's been... Robert Bigelow has been trying to get a private effort, like many others, into space, and has been trying to produce something that maybe even a hotel. I know he's considered a lot of different ideas, and I'm sure he'd rather be talking to an American company. And Charles, why do you think American companies aren't jumping on this?
Well, there are a couple of reasons why American companies aren't jumping on this. One of those reasons is basically because the commercial applications are relatively narrow. This is as compared to several of the military organizations who are looking at it going, well, I like this idea. We could set up a space station. The point, I think, driving behind this was not necessarily you know, his effort to drive a commercial space operation. What was of great concern was his statements that he would like to open up with the Chinese in particular, and that we needed to continue to seek to work with them in space-based or joint operations, even over and above restrictions from the State Department and the Commerce Department and, of course, the Defense Department.
Well, we are pretty closed to all of this, aren't we? And
well,
and NASA, NASA kind of has the only game in town right now.
Yes and no. You have to recall that the, one of the reasons why we're in the predicament that we're in was because space technology export controls were transferred during the 1990s to the Commerce Department, and the Commerce Department basically looked the other way while extensive military technology was passed. Corporations such as the Hughes Corporation, Loral, and Lockheed Martin ended up paying huge fines for basically illegal operations that greatly improved the Chinese ballistic missile force, as well as added directly to their military capabilities.